Pierce had proposed using more than half of the borough's $7.5 million land trust fund to help fill the borough's ongoing budget gap and provide flat funding to the school district. But the assembly voted down that move. Instead, it seeks to find new revenue in other places. But as the meeting ground down into hour number five, patience seemed to be wearing thin. Pierce said his concern was in spending down the borough's fund balance too much if those other sources of revenue don't turn up.
And I understand why you're comfortable after hearing the conversation you heard today in regards to the state of the budget that we're in. I think maybe you didn't understand the conversation. Maybe it was too complex, or we just didn't understand it. And I'm willing to say that you can come back to her again and ask questions in regards to the consequences of spending down your fund balance. And you know, Mr. Bagley, I take issue to you sitting there smiling at the comments that I'm making. It's serious. I would say that...
Let's not personalize things.
Well, I'd appreciate respect as well from the assembly.
Yeah, I just want to assure the mayor that I do understand complex issues. I'm a product of our Soldotna School District. You know, just because we don't agree on an issue, you know, doesn't mean that one side's wrong and one side's right and that we don't understand the issues.
A former borough mayor himself, Dale Bagley, took advantage of his chance to retort later in the meeting. But the decision to leave the land trust fund money alone created another debate: how low to set the floor for education funding. The mayor had proposed about $3 million less than last year based on the presumption that a temporary fix was found in the land trust. But after that fell through, even the assembly's more fiscally conservative members weren't willing to sign off on such a drastic cut to education funding. Here's Assembly President Wayne Ogle.
I'm at the point now where I believe that we cannot have the uncertainty of not having the $3 million flat funding. Well, we need to look at where the fund source is. I think there's always a chance to revisit how we get the money. But I think we need to provide that tonight. And I'm going to be voting for the $49,738,432.
That's how much it will take to not lose any more teaching positions next year in the district, which is what Superintendent Sean Dusick has been advocating for months.
How the funds are generated, again, is up to the assembly, and this is proving to be a very difficult decision, but it is one that has to be made sooner rather than later. I stand ready to support you in your efforts and provide you all the information that you need to make the best decision possible for this borough and the school district moving forward.
That's one difficult decision made, but there are others left before next year's budget is finalized. The assembly is still mulling the idea of a sales tax increase. That ordinance will get another hearing on May 15th. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.